Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There is so much going on right now. And in fact, what's going on at Columbia University, I don't know if you've been following this, but this is where we are. Columbia University's president, Manoush Shafiq, the other day is testifying before Congress, trying to put forth messaging and trying to make it sound like she's really holding this culture of noncompliance accountable. They have rules, they have regulations, they have protocols there, not to mention city laws, state laws in New York. And at any time these students run violative of any of that, there's going to be a price to pay. And in fact, where they set up the first time in order to start this protest and really making Jewish students feel very uncomfortable, getting in their face, shoving them around, saying horrible things to them. They can't even go to class in peace. They're being harassed every which way they turn. They go in and they take care of business and they start arresting students. They start suspending students. I don't know if they've actually expelled or dismissed any students, but a number of them were suspended. And they broke that little gathering and party apart. And what happened? They went to the next lawn on Columbia's campus and they set up there. And then all of a sudden, everything changed. Pressure from the left, holding people accountable, making sure that rules were actually adhered to. Wow, what a stretch. Why would someone ask for that? Why would you have the rules in the first place if you have no intention of enforcing the rules? What is it that you fear? That foreign students won't be coming to Columbia anymore and you can't charge the full freight and cash up front and all kinds of other provisions in order to comply with a student visa, a major part of your marketing of the university, and all of a sudden this is becoming an issue, and all other students that attend this university have to suffer because you are now impotent. You have decided that you're going to let them dictate how this is going to play out, and the best option that you have because of the chaos that exists on your campus, because you fail in leadership of this university, is you're going to go to remote classes. These people are paying gobs of money. They're borrowing gobs of money, many of which hope that the government is going to end up dispensing with whatever debt they have. You have an incoming class that sees this debacle going on. You have people who have been interviewed by the mainstream media who are about to graduate. They don't even want to go to graduation. They want to get the hell out of Dodge. Universities are a business. there are business principles, and maybe you should take learn something from the head of Google, who said that the other day. Basically said, we have a business to run. I'm not going to allow some employee detractors to sit outside of the offices of the leadership of this organization because they disagree with what we're doing in selling cloud services to a particular country as though they really believe we give a damn. You are dispensable. For every one of you working at Google, there are 1,000 that want to come and take your place. But if you think you're going to disrupt this business, if you think you're going to disrupt the coming and goings of employees, you think you're going to disrupt the operations of this business in order to get us to succumb to some of whim that you have, you are flawed in your thinking, and it's fundamentally wrong, and we're not going to tolerate it. Hasta la vista, baby. You don't have a job. This ought to be the same approach at Columbia. It is a business. You are running a business. You have let the students now dictate the operations of the business of educating people. And what they have learned is that it only takes a few bad apples to completely and totally disrupt the learning environment of any educational institution in this country. And once you give them an inch, they're going to take a foot and then a yard, and then they own you. And unfortunately, that's where Columbia is. That's where Yale is about to be. And the same thing with Berkeley and a number of other colleges that sit there wondering why they find themselves in this predicament. You don't get tough and then retreat. The rule is the rule, plain and simple, and if they don't want to follow the rule, suspend them, expel them. How far are you willing to let this go? They're ruining your brand. They're ruining your business. You now have major donors to your university that are saying, I'm out. I tap out. I want no part of this. These are individuals that have been very successful in life, that started their careers, many of whom with a sound fundamental Columbia education. And they're looking at this and saying, this is no way to run a business. We cannot be all things to all people, ever. It doesn't work that way. Leaders are not chameleons. Chameleons rarely are effective, credible leaders. And the sooner that everyone recognizes and realizes that, they'll have a better understanding of how they're going to achieve success in dealing with this particular situation. Yes, in the short term, will you have some bumps? Will you have some bruises? You might even have, figuratively speaking, some broken bones. But they will heal. And those with a half a lick of common sense will recognize and realize, this is the place I want to be because it's going to be safe, it's going to be orderly, and the rules actually matter to everyone, not a selected few. Everyone would be protected on this university campus. But that's not what's happening in Columbia. In fact, it's so bad in Columbia now, the faculty is attempting to coalesce amongst themselves to boycott graduation. You can't make this stuff up. The faculty now wants to boycott graduation. This coalition of faculty members, faculty and staff for Justice in Palestine at Columbia and Barnard and Teachers College, announced new demands at 3:15 on Friday at the Gaza Solidarity Encampment, calling upon faculty to stage an academic boycott of all events and to boycott the commencement until their demands are met. The coalition demanded that the university halt all disciplinary proceedings against students, including lifting suspensions, comply with a proposal by the Columbia University Apartheid Divestment Proposal to the Advisory Committee on Socially Responsible Investing, remove the New York Police Department from within and directly outside the Morningside campus, and reinstate Columbia's chapters of Students for Justice in Palestine and Jewish Voice for Peace. These people are out of touch with reality. Again, disrupting a business model, disrupting a business operation, and they really believe that these demands will be met. I say that, maybe not, maybe they're right. It'll be interesting to see what President Manoush Shafiq, how far she's willing to go. This is just one step. Now, Columbia, to add insult to injury, the story doesn't end here. In fact, there's a Columbia University business professor, Shai Davida, who is pro-Israel, right? And wanted to go to the lawn where the anti-Israel folks are encamped, the pro-Hamas encampment, as it's called, and to speak his words. So what did Columbia do? There are electronic access cards, and there's gates to all of these areas. They canceled his. Yeah, you heard right. They canceled his because it would be unsafe for him to speak in that particular area of the campus. And the rule is, if you are speaking anti to another protest that is being held, there's an area that you have to go to. So let me back this up and just clear it all up for you. So the pro-Hamas rally is someplace where they're not supposed to be. That's not the designated area for them, right? So they're letting this go on, and it's growing in numbers, and they're doing whatever they're doing. They're harassing Jewish students and the whole nine yards. The Jewish professor who wants to say something can't. They cancel his access card because he's limited to a particular area. So he's one, right? So they figure, well, we can handle him, so we'll just cancel his access card, and we'll tell him the only place that you can go is over there in that other corner of the campus, and if you don't do it that way, there's going to be a sanction. Because obviously the safety of the community has to be their top priority. Really? How does that work? Now, he's really been a thorn in their side because since October 7th, he's been trying to hold this administration at Columbia University accountable. Well, they don't like that so much, right? Like, they're not into that accountability thing. So they're going to flex their muscle and show them exactly what they mean relative to this particular professor. We are losing our campuses. We are losing higher ed. We are losing the whole accountability standard. We're allowing this culture of noncompliance to fester, to grow, and to think that every time that they make demands, you better stand at attention and give them what they want, or else. Let's see where this ends. Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We will be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.